radio adjustment noise sound effect insert. And this is Radio Free Earth coming at you live on any station, on any channel, on anything that can broadcast a signal, because that's the way the world works now. Well, as we do at the beginning of each of my shows, we're going to go ahead and give our apocalypse countdown. Today is day 627 of the first reported case of the Morningstar strain coming out of Africa, and depending on where you live, day 427 of the collapse of civilization. We are coming at you live from an old abandoned oil rig floating out off the coast of Louisiana with some stolen equipment from the local mainland there. Thank you, WKBX, for your stuff. Well, something we don't normally get to do is we're going to go ahead and start this broadcast off with some good news. We have some reports that the Aussies have been able to quarantine off all of Sydney and some of their larger cities, and they have some semi-permanent settlements set up now out in the outback. That's good, but remember, when you go to these settlements, you're going to have to go through quarantine. Why? Because it's the safest for you and for everybody else. One bite and all of this work can be taken out just like that. So please, if you're sitting in quarantine right now listening to this broadcast, just relax. You'll get through it. Life's going to get better. So just endure for now. Now, we get a lot of questions from people when we get questions asking, why do we have these survivor stories that we played earlier? Why do we play this stuff? Why are we going to try to let everyone else know about the horrors that have happened? Well, a couple reasons. The main one being is to let you know that you are not alone, that other people have had to go through similar things that you've went through. Now, granted, they might have not have had to lock their old kindly grandma up in a shed, wait till she's turned, and then try to take her out with a baseball bat just to have the baseball bat break, and then scramble around and finally take her out with a beer bottle. But we've all been there. We've all had to do things and experience things that are horrifying. But that's what makes us who we are. We are survivors. We are no longer independent countries. We are no longer people dealing with one thing or another. We are survivors. We are all humans trying to stop this scourge that has been plaguing us. Now, on today's broadcast, of course, we have Ranger Rick's survival updates, as always. He'll give you some information on how to filter out water, how to collect water using a solar cell, and all his normal fun stuff. He's over in the other studio right now recording this as I speak. Also, we're going to see if we can play some music. We're going to take some calls, and we're just going to try to get out as much information as possible and keep your spirits up. But first up, though, let's go ahead and talk about what's going on in the world today. And what's going on in the world today is zombies. They're all over the place. If you're listening to this and you're not a zombie, good job. You've figured out there are zombies and how to stay alive. If you're listening to this and you're a zombie, well, please let someone know that you can understand this and maybe there's hope for you yet. I know, little grim, little kind of a, what's that word, gallows humor, but in this day and age, if you don't laugh, you're going to cry. So we're going to go to commercial break real quick, and by commercial, I mean we're going to put on some of Ranger Rick's survival info, and we'll be back to you in a minute. Pre-recorded Ranger Rick survival thing, approximately 90 seconds long. Break. And thank you, Ranger Rick, for that helpful information. Now remember, if you have internet access, you can always access online at our website, www.freeearthradio.com. Yes, that's right. We have our own website. Why? Because we have a bunch of MIT students here who, when they're not busy finding new and exciting ways to kill zombies, are giving us internet access. I guess they still need their World of Warcraft fix. Alrighty, Steve, my engineer, is saying we have a call coming in live to us from Denver. So, Denver, how can we help?
Hello? Hello, I need help. I'm trapped in a house. There are zombies downstairs. They chased me in here. They know I'm here. What should I do?
Well, Denver, if you've been alive this long, you should know what you need to do.
I had other people with me, but the zombies got them. I'm all by myself. I have no food up here. This isn't even my house.
Okay, where in Denver are you located at?
Colorado Springs is where I'm actually at. Your engineer's a jackass.
okay? Don't call Steve a jackass. His real name is Steve the Dork. Anyway, okay, you're in Colorado Springs. You need help. What do you remember? What part of the city are you in? Maybe there's some people there that can get to you.
I'm on John Street in a little house. I'm surprised it even had an attic. I don't know who was here. I don't know if they're still here. I know that there are people banging on the door, moaning, trying to get in. I don't see anything in here I can use as a weapon. What am I supposed to do?
It's okay there, Colorado Springs, which is really a horrible name for you. So, what's your name?
Alicia.
Okay, Alicia. Relax, calm yourself down. I'm going to put out a call right now to any of our listeners who are in the Colorado Springs area. Over on John Street in a little house is Alicia. She's trapped in an attic. She has no food. She has no weapons. She was with a group of survivors that have been killed, and she needs help. Now, if you have the capability to get out there and help her, please do so. This is no longer a time to sit there and worry about class or race or anything else. If you can help a fellow human being, please get out there and try to help Alicia. We're going to keep her on the line and get some more information from her. We'll be back right now.
Hello?
Yeah,
somebody, please, if you're out there, just come and help me. The people I was with, the people I've been with, they're out there now trying to eat me. These are people I was trying to survive with. And they got bit, and I had to watch them turn. And then they turned on me, and they trying to kill me. Somebody's got to help me.
It's okay, Alicia. We're here for you. So,